joining us on the line, live from Camp Freedom on the Gold Coast, is Michelle from Grandmothers Against Removal. Welcome, Michelle. Welcome to the program.
Before we start, can I just do an acknowledgement to country?
Yeah, please.
I'd just like to acknowledge the land that we are talking on today. I'd like to acknowledge our elders past, future and present, and the TOs of this area. Okay, we're right now.
Could you tell us a little bit about the group that you're part of, Grandmothers Against the Removal?
Well, a part of it as in understanding what the other ladies have been doing, because we live in a community and it's in country, so it's sort of pretty hard to travel. But we come from an Aboriginal community called Warrabinda, okay? But we are in tune with our grandmothers. I'm a grandmother. So the story line is always there, and the sorrow that we go through about our grandchildren getting taken, our babies getting taken by white policy, you know? People don't understand the effects that it has on us as grandparents, because we're getting old, so we need to pass on our knowledge and we need to pass it on to our children. And that's really important to us, because our storyline got to keep on going as it's done for over 200 years. Way back in my apical ancestors' day, you know, to take a Aboriginal child, Gundanu, from that mother was law, you know, and it's still law. But the law that we are sitting on now is not law or common law, it's corporate law. So it's a bit more vicious. Back then it was vicious, but this is more vicious, because they got the court systems and they got corporations and orgs and all that are set up under this government that control us. So we're fighting, you know, we're fighting battles all the time.
So yeah, you're
our grandparents. Sorry.
No, you're right. So you're seeing within your community lots of children being removed, and seeing it and understanding it as a lot more vicious than what a lot of people consider to be the stolen generation, and think that it has stopped.
Yes.
And have you felt the impacts
of? Yes. I was pretty lucky, because my parents, they were very strong in their culture, and they kept us together as a family, because I come from a family of 11. So my parents always was there with us and looked after us and cared for us. And then when I had my children, I did the same thing. So that knowledge was passed down for me to be a mother and a grandmother to my children. And now my grandchildren, but when you try to teach your younger ones about how the system works, sometimes they got to learn the hard way, and it hurts. So, because I've got grannies that was nearly in child safety, but I stepped in and did the kingship law, you know. It's been put in place now. It's there, but it's not honoured. It's not carried through like it should be. When they take that child away, they segregate that child away from the whole family unit. And that child has problems then growing up and understanding why, what happened to me, why was I taken, was I naughty, and things like that in their mind. So they go through their trauma or trying to deal with why they were taken. Because no one helps them. No one helps them. The place where they are put in, they don't help them, because they just look at them as money, dollar signs. Then when they come back to us, we as grandparents, we've got to help them go through that. If you've seen the movie, Rabbit Proof Fence? And that young girl was taken away from her mum. And she come back to her country, And grandmother was there, and grandmother did the ceremony for it. That's things that we've got to do in that storyline. That's what we've got to do. We've got to bring our children back and help them and talk to them and, you know, saying that you're being here, you're being on this earth is for a reason, you know. So, yeah, that's how the, I hope I got it right, but how the, you know, the grandmothers are, because I think we've all got that same feeling. And our NAIDOC theme this year is because of her we can. And that's very, very strong. Very, very, very spiritual.
Seems like it's hard to communicate this across to the people who are in the position that they can make a difference. How do we get this message across to politicians and the departments that are making these decisions to remove kids? How do we change their mind?
Come and talk to us. Come and talk to us. Come and sit. Come to our community. You know, come and sit and talk to us.
It says,
treat us as equals.
Mm.
You know, that's what they got to do. They got to come and talk.
It's terrible.
In a yarning circle with us.
It's terrible to see the re-emergence of such conversations that are completely in the opposite direction with Sunrise's Sam Armitage commentary that had on reaffirming and bringing up memories and trauma, and also a current issue that you're feeling within your community. So that yarn
sounds like it's desperately needed. Yeah. And, you know, and Samantha Armitage needs to come and apologise to us women, to the women folk for saying such a bad thing, you know? She needs to look in her own backyard. She needs to go back and look at her history before she can get up there and say them things.
Mm.
You know? That woman's life's not going to be the same anymore.
We just earlier had John Safran on the show, who was following around extremists of all sorts across the country, and just sort of commenting on the point that there has been a rise, not just in Australia but across the world, of people who don't want to speak to other people. They want to judge from afar. They want to just sling things, and they want to fight with people. What do you think is going on with these people? I mean, they're disconnected, and they're not speaking with people.
Mm.
What is there something else that's going
power
on?
Play.
Mm.
Power.
Yeah.
Power. Power. You know, that's what it is. It's power. You know, dictatorship. That's what it is.
Mm.
You know, they got their agenda. You know, they go to sleep thinking that what they're doing is good. You know, but it'll catch up to them. It will catch up to them. Something will happen. Always, always something will happen.
Mm-hmm.
But they won't think it or anything domestic. They'll think that's just the way of life. But no, it isn't. Our ancestors on this country, they move spiritually. Very spiritually, very strong.
Mm. So good to hear a little bit from your neck of the woods. How can we help?
Can I just put you on to my sister here too?
Yeah. Now? Yeah.
Hello.
Hello. Welcome to 3CR.
Thank you.
You're up at the Camp Freedom on the Gold Coast, aren't you? And your sisters of Michelle.
Yeah, we just arrived last night. So this is the first time I've actually been to a rally of some kind, so I'm pretty excited about it. I'm actually a foster carer, and I've also been through the system myself. I was a stolen child with foster carers from the age of about 11 months to 4 years old, so I understand both sides of the coin in regards to fostering and, you know, trying to come home. I'm glad my grandmother actually approached the minister and said, I've got a granddaughter down there. down south somewhere, and I'm never going to see her again. So he started the process for me to come back home. But I see a lot of people struggle. You know, they're not sure where they fit in when they do come home. So what Michelle was talking about, you know, those ceremonies and keeping connection and stuff, they're really, really important for people.
Mm. It sounds like it's a great perspective that you would have on that, coming from both sides there and experiencing a wide plethora of the impacts that this has. We'd really like to hear a little bit more and be able to air this conversation a bit louder and a bit longer, because we're running up to the end of our time slot here at 3CR.
Yep, that's okay.
Thanks so much for joining us. Appreciate it.